From rock and roll icons to television and film stars, you're on the line with Meatball.
If I didn't do my chores, I got grounded. If a farm kid doesn't do his chores, the bank forecloses on the family's farm. The stakes are high over there, man. Very easy to remember because field corn is grown in a field, whereas sweet corn is grown in a field. So you can see,
I'm not going to stand up here and brag you guys about how much money I make, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever, okay? Like,
I walked by a construction site the other day, I heard 37 swear words in under a minute. I was like, that is going to be a sturdy building.
295.
Hey, it's Greg Warren.
Greg, how are you, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, not too shabby. Can't complain other than, you know, the heat.
Yeah.
It's a little oppressive around here. Where are you at?
St. Louis, so not far from me. It's pretty rough here, too.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
You know, I say I'm used to it every year, and then it gets this hot, and all I can do is complain about it.
I'll take it over the cold, to be honest with you.
Yeah, for sure. My joints don't hurt as much when it's warm outside. It's more when it gets cold. Well, how's things, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You know, our audience is already kind of familiar with it, with you. You're actually on with our morning show guys, Todd and Tyler, quite a bit.
Oh, cool, man. Oh, that's great.
I know people want to check in and see how you're doing. You know, you've been doing some shows since everything kind of started opening up, yeah?
Yeah. I did I was in Indianapolis last week, and I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky this week, and Kansas City next week. You know, it's these days you don't know if it's going to hold or not.
But, right.
Special out that came out on Amazon Prime, so that's been kind of fun getting me through. You know, gives me something to do for a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah, where the field corn grows. I had to read that twice. I was like, wait, field corn? Like, it took me a second to contemplate that title in my head, and then when you watch the special, you're like, oh, now I get it.
Dude, come on, you're in Kansas. You should get some of that, man.
You know, I'm one of those kids that, like, I grew up around farms, but never really on a farm.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't grow up that far from farms. I live in St. Louis. When I started working on this thing, I kind of stumbled on it. I'm like, I should know way more about agriculture than I do. There's like farms within 15 minutes of my house, and I don't. And then, you know, I went around and interviewed these farmers, and they couldn't have been nicer, man.
Yeah.
These guys were so cool, man. I went and visited farms. They tolerated me. I asked one of them, I go, hey, I'm coming out tomorrow. Are your crops still going to be up? That's what I asked. Are your crops going to be up? Like they were Christmas decorations. And I learned stuff, you know, I learned, like, you're not supposed to ask a farmer how many acres he has.
That's, really?
Yeah, that's like asking, hey, how much money do you make? Is basically, because, you know, you can kind of break it down.
God, I've been insulting farmers for years.
Yeah, you have, man. Yeah, but yeah, they hate you, man. They told me that. Yeah. I talked to them for a while. They can't stand you.
That explains all the passive aggressiveness around me.
Yeah, those guys don't like you, man. And they, the thing is, like, a lot of them are really... make a lot of money, you know.
It's a
risky deal. I mean, they told me, like, yeah, we don't go to Vegas because we gamble every day with the weather, but they make a lot of money. And you know, the way to make a lot of money is your farm just generation over generation just gets bigger because you have kids that want to farm,
right?
And if you don't have, if none of your kids want to farm, you got to sell the farm to the neighbor, you know, which makes for, I bet there's always some creepy neighbor like kind of hanging around to see if your kid likes farming. Like, I heard your boy's afraid of farm animals, Freya. Yeah, Larry, he's 8, okay? He got bit by a goat and he cried, I'm not selling you the acres, okay? Just back off. My boy got bit by a goat, he'd bite him right back.
You think, like, neighboring farms have, like, I don't know, influencers that go over there and try and convince the kids that they don't want to farm now?
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I bought you this guitar. You should get into music.
Oh, no. Have you ever, like, worked on a farm at all or, like, spent any extended time on farms?
No. God, no. Are you kidding me? I think, you know, when I went out there to visit these guys, I think they immediately could tell, like, oh, this guy's kind of soft. We're not going to do anything.
Now, see, like I said, I grew up around farms. I think my only farming experience was the summer. I was, like, 10 years old. I stayed with my uncle on his hog farm, and
it
just happened to be the weekend that he was cutting pigs. Now, do you know what that is?
I do not. It sounds like, is that when they're violating their private parts?
Yeah, so little 10-year-old me is picking up these piglets that are only a few months old, flipping them upside down and backwards between my legs, while my uncle performs castrations with what looks like a pocket knife.
That's a hard lesson to learn at that age, I think.
It pretty much ruined me from any kind of farming for the rest of my life. So if you want to convince your neighbor kids not to farm anymore, there's a good way to do it.
Yeah. That might be it. Take them right over to the pig castration. Although there's some probably kids that just take to it. Like, this is fun.
Those are kids that you need to look out for in the future.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, the special Where the Field Corn Grows is out, and I've watched it two or three times, man. It is insanely funny.
Thanks a ton, dude. I really, really appreciate that, man. I made it. For people in the Midwest, I really hope people in Kansas find it, because they wanted me to shoot it in L.A. and I said no, I'm shooting this near a farm. You know, as I shot it in Illinois. But yeah, I really hope people find it, and I hope they like it.
There's really two reasons why I really like the special, because growing up around farms, you know, I have at least a little bit of knowledge about some terminology and stuff. But then, you know, I never really was on a farm. Doesn't matter what side of that coin you're on, you can still relate to the jokes that you're telling.
Oh, thanks a ton. That's kind of what it's not me. I mean, I make fun of farmers a little bit, but mostly I make fun of myself. And
right.
What I like doing is like finding something that's very specific, you know, that people don't know a lot about. And then, you know, finding a way to help them know a little bit about it. You're not going to learn a whole lot. You're not going to become an expert on anything by watching me. But you might learn a couple of things, you know, enough to make you laugh.
I will say I learned a few things about soybeans that I did not know.
Yeah, man, I did too. Man, it's fascinating.
I had no idea that they were used for pen ink.
Yeah, they are. They are used to, most of the ink that you're writing with comes from soybeans. I didn't even know what a soybean looked like. I thought they were basically edamame. You know, a guy gave me a bunch of raw soybeans. I kept them on my kitchen table for a while just to kind of inspire me. And then I learned, what's interesting that I learned is the silos. You know why they even have silos?
No.
So it's to store the grain, but the reason they want to keep them there is that allows them to sell the grain when they want to sell the grain. So if you don't have anywhere to put it and keep it dry, you got to sell it, you know, whenever you harvest it.
Right.
And if the price for grain is not very good at that point, you gotta sell it at a bad price. But that lets them sort of gives them a little negotiate.
It sounds like the soybeans you got really have inspired you. Are you going to open up a farm soon?
Yeah, man. The problem is I live in a condo, and you know, they're not. There's only like a little patch of grass, and so far the association's been real particular about me farming stuff there.
Make you a little windowsill garden. Grow you some field corn and some soybeans out there, and then you call yourself a farmer.
If you grow anything, people just are going to assume that you're growing pot. If you're growing in your kitchen. Really.
It's got green leaves. That's marijuana.
Yeah. Come after me.
You know, one of my favorite things about all of your comedy, not just this special, is that you have a tendency to use your failures as a positive note on what you do. It's really nice to kind of connect that way, because I know a lot of people who say they refuse to fail, but they're also not very funny.
Yeah. Well, the thing about my failures is it's a never-ending supply of material. Yeah, man. They are continually fail. Yeah. But thanks for noticing that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it makes you much more relatable to people. Because, I mean, everybody fails at something once in a while. And then for you to be able to turn those into a positive and, you know, make people feel okay about their failures. I mean, you're not just entertaining people. You're making them feel, you know, comfortable.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. You know, and it's funny because one of the things I have noticed, like, all these things that I write about, you know, failures or getting angry about, so like, they're never that funny when it happens. You
know? right.
It's always like I'm genuinely mad or mad at myself or disappointed or sad. And then like 4 weeks later, you're sitting down with a notebook going, what has happened different in my life well, there was that thing that made me that mad. Well, actually, no, that's probably, maybe there's something funny about that. Maybe people will enjoy my humiliation. You know?
Now, I don't want to give away any of the jokes, really, because they're all great. But one of the non-joke moments from the special that I laughed the hardest at the end, you do some interviews with farmers.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for watching the whole thing. That's great. Yeah.
It was interesting to go through, one, how many of them farm soybeans and corn.
Everybody. Yeah.
And then the one guy that says, I just hope he's funnier than Larry the Cable Man.
Yeah. That guy was great, wasn't he? Yeah, that guy was great, yeah.
But it's kind of interesting that, you know, while you have this persona of, like, I'm a suburbanite, I'm from the city, you fall into kind of that blue-collar comedy realm.
I think so. You know, I actually got to talk to Larry on his radio show the other day, and he's always been a real sweet guy to me. So, I think so. I mean, we're probably extremely different as comedians, but I bet you a lot of the same people listen to both of us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He has more people listening to him.
You keep putting out specials like this, I feel like those numbers are going to go up, because I'm serious when I say, like, I was in stitches and tears the whole time watching.
Oh, dude, thanks a million, man.
Yeah.
You made my day.
Now, I got to ask, you know, baseball's getting ready to start this week. Are you and your dad jazzed about that?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it really couldn't come at a better time, because, like, I always say, there's all this stuff I want to watch on TV, and I don't have enough time. And now I'm like, there is nothing left that I want to see on TV.
Yeah.
And now it's like, just let me watch baseball. And the great thing, I'll watch, I'm so starved for baseball, and I'm a giant fan, so is my dad. But I mean, I will watch games that aren't the Cardinal games. Like, I'll watch three games a day now. You know, I got the MLB package, so I'll just keep watching baseball.
Nice.
I don't care, man. I just hope they stay healthy enough to play.
Now, I do have to take a little bit of issue, because you and your dad are Cardinals fans. I'm a Cubbies fan. I grew up watching WGN.
Oh, God, man. So, I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
Well, great. Now I got Greg Warren and the Farmers hate me.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe this. You seem like such a good guy.
Well, I make up for it in other ways.
That's pathetic. Oh, man.
But I did want to ask how your dad's doing paying full price for coffee right now.
Not happy about it, man. He's not happy about it. He wants to get his Cardinals score six runs. He gets his coffee the next day for some sort of discounted price, all of about a nickel. And that is, I say he's looking forward to baseball season. It's that. That's what he's looking forward to. You're right. It's the coffee. It's not the baseball.
He doesn't care about the baseball. He's ready to pay less for his coffee.
Nah, he just really, yeah. Once they score six, he doesn't care if they win or lose. My brother likes to mess with them, because the deal is, if they score six or more, you get your coffee discounted the next day at Mobile. And it doesn't matter whether the Cardinals win or lose. And my brother knows this.
Right.
We all know this. But they'll meet at breakfast, and the first thing my dad says, you get your coffee yet? Card scored six. My brother, just to bait him, he's like, no, they lost. It doesn't count. Oh, you get it whether they win or lose. What do they do with it?
Well, as a Cubs fan, I hope he pays full price for his coffee the rest of the year.
Yeah,
but
you
that's,
do. I don't know, man. They played a exhibition game against the White Sox two nights ago, and the White Sox put up about eight against Darvish in the first inning. So
yeah, those games don't count. We're not.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited for baseball to come back as well, man. I know a lot of people are. And, you know, it's been interesting that there haven't been a lot of sports. So, you know, we've been consuming a lot of, like, sports documentaries and movies lately.
Yeah,
have you been doing
man.
That?
Well, you know, the Bulls thing was really good. And I'm not
phenomenal.
Even a big NBA fan. That was fantastic. That was great. I kind of got into – I just was in a hotel, so I couldn't, you know, do it on demand. But I watched some of that Bruce Lee documentary. It was fascinating, man.
Yeah.
I gotta watch the whole thing of that. Yeah.
30 for 30 has been on fire this year.
I mean, I've never seen one where I've been that wasn't good. You know, they're always good.
So I have a question for you then, because, you know, our good buddies Todd and Tyler.
Yeah,
this will ring back to you. If for some reason they decided to make a KU basketball movie and they needed somebody to play Dick Harp.
I'll let Dick Harp stands behind that project, and Dick Harp stands behind his boy.
Would you audition for that part?
I don't know why I would have to audition. I should get that part.
You know, I think
you're in the media. How many guys are out there doing Dick Harp?
None. In fact, I Googled just to make sure, and you're literally it.
I'm it, man. I mean, I stand behind it. I stand behind those boys on the Todd and Tyler Empire.
Well, I'll tell you what.
As I've mentioned several times, they do all need to get haircuts, but I stand behind those boys. Those guys are hilarious. Man.
Well,
some of my oldest friends.
There's such a breath of fresh air some days. Like, everything's so negative out there. They make you laugh every day. I mean, really, anybody working in comedy right now.
Yeah, they're laid back, man. They're really, really, really cool dudes. And what you hear is that's those guys, man. They are authentic dudes, man. All of them.
Well, they're big fans of yours, too, and I am, too. You know, we hear you on the show every once in a while. You know, we wanted to call and check in and see how things are going with the special and everything with you. And if they do that KU movie, I'll stand behind you.
I stand behind you standing behind me.
But 6 feet, right?
Yeah, 6 feet, that's right.
Got a social distance with that one.
Dick Harp stands 6 feet behind his boy. Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, absolutely.
Really talking to you.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. Greg Warren, special Where the Field Corn Grows. It is out now. Amazon Prime, right?
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Go watch it. Watch it two or three times. Laugh your butt off. Man, just get your mind out of the media and laugh at something good. That's what we need. Greg, appreciate it, man.
Thanks, buddy. I really enjoyed it, man. Have a good afternoon.
Artist interviews, videos, and some general mayhem. More exclusive content at T95.com.